Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of It's a Definite Maybe, a podcast for those of you who are just trying to figure it all out, with your favorite co-hosts as always, Stella and Rosie. On today's episode, we're tackling one of the hardest questions for millennials, and honestly, anyone for that matter. What do you want to do with your life? So Stella, what do you want to do with your life?
Please don't ask me that question. I don't know. I was thinking about it a lot in the lead up to recording this episode, and my brain is still pretty much as jumbled as when I started thinking about the question, because there's a couple different avenues that you could go down. One is from a career perspective, and the other is from a perspective of outside of work and your general day-to-day life. And generally, those two things tend to go hand in hand, but sometimes people want to focus more on career when answering that question, and other times people want to focus more on outside when they are answering that question. So while I'm gathering my thoughts further, I'll throw it to you. What do you want to do with your life?
Things? Yeah. Yeah. I've literally had six separate people ask me in the last 2 weeks, because I've been doing like LinkedIn networking calls and being guests on other podcasts. And they're like, so what do you want to do? Every time I'm like, WTF, not a damn clue. So,
well, do you, when you answer the question or when you think about the question, does your brain go to more career things or general life goal things?
They definitely go towards career things, because I think I'm a pretty ambitious, driven person. I want to make something of myself and become not a household name, like, I don't know, what's a house, Hugh Jackman, Margot Robbie, not that level, but in the industry, I want to be a known person. So I guess my initial thought is, how can I work towards that in career? But I think the sad thing is, until you had said, oh, life things can be a goal, I was like, wow, I haven't actually thought about what I want to do from a life perspective, which is kind of sad that I guess my first thought is, oh, career, hustle, make money. It's like, there's so much more to life than a job. And obviously I love my job. I love the career I'm in. I love doing content creation as well. But I kind of forget that there's so much else to life that's not just a 9-to-5, or not just being a founder or being an influencer and getting a paycheck. And now I'm having a quarter-life existential crisis of, shit, what am I going to do with my life that's not just a career?
See, my first instinct when I think of answering this question is, I touch on career. I say, I want to be doing something that I enjoy. I want to travel a lot. Mm-hmm. I want to be happy. That's first and foremost, like, the biggest thing that comes out of this question for me. And I want to make meaningful connections and leave a positive impact on those that I interact with. And as long as I'm working towards those things and having adventures in the process and making memories with my loved ones, I'm good.
That's so nice. I have no idea what I want to do. I mean, when you talk about it, I'm like, yeah, I want to have a family or fulfilling life with my partner and be loved and to love others and see the world and enjoy spending money and actually living. So not necessarily having to, you know, save every single penny and forego a lot of things. I want to be able to find enjoyment and happiness, as do you. And this idea of just also giving back and inspiring others, which is what a lot of what I do or what drives my content creation. When I think about what would be, if I looked back, if I was 100 and I looked back, I was on my deathbed and someone asked me, did you have a happy life or did you fulfill your dreams or do you feel like you were successful? I don't think my first thing would be a career or a legacy. Mm. I think it would be more about, oh, I got to raise a wonderful family, or I lived 70 years with the love of my life, or I went to visit 100 countries. That's the first thing I think of, which is so fascinating, because now at 26, when you ask me, my first thought is, oh, I want to have a really successful career and be really high up in the executive world. Mm. It's a very contrasting sort of perspective.
Mm. Well, yeah, when I think about the career side of things, I think it is interesting that a lot of people would naturally gravitate towards that as, what do you want to do with your life in terms of your career, as opposed to what do you want to do with your life generally speaking, including things outside of career. But when I think about the career question, and I've had people specifically ask me, what does your perfect job look like? Or in 5 years' time, what kind of job do you want to be in specifically? And I genuinely am not entirely sure, because I ideally want to be doing something where I get to help people in some sort of way. And I'm kind of doing that in a sense in project management. But the help that I'm giving people isn't necessarily like with mental health or with advice or, you know, those sorts of things that can make a really measurable impact in people's lives. It's more helping people from a career or a job perspective in terms of assisting them with things that they need to do in order to be able to do their job well. So I kind of am doing that in a way, but also I feel like there's probably more that I could be doing. And I have honestly thought recently about, do I need to consider a career shift? And do I want to go back and study something like counseling or like teaching or something like that, where I get to be a teacher or a school counselor or a general counselor or something like that. And I'm able to have more of a direct impact on helping people. But I don't know.
You've already I answered the question that was going through my head was, if you had the chance to study something different, would you? But you've pretty much just already answered that. So cool. I'm not needed here.
Jumping ahead.
Enjoy the solo episode, guys, because it's going to be just stellar. Do you think that your goal and what you wanted to do has drastically changed from, say, when you were 5 years old versus 15 versus now? Because obviously we have a very different perspective of life. Yeah. Unfortunately, being adults and having to deal with real life adult responsibilities versus when we're five, we're just like, oh, all I have to do is go to kindergarten. That's
so hard.
The
world is your oyster. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I definitely do think that my perspective on what I want my life to look like has definitely changed. When I was younger, I've spoken about this in previous episodes, but I used to do acting and I was really into performing arts and theater and anything where I got to perform, basically. I loved it and I still do, but I came to the realization that it wasn't necessarily stable or realistic enough for me personally to be able to pursue as a full-time career. So in a completely hypothetical world, if I knew that no matter what I was doing, I was supported, I had security, I always had exactly enough money that I needed to buy myself food and have shelter over my head, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I knew I was safe and secure and I could do literally anything that I wanted. Then I think I would probably do something like acting or something in the performing arts because it brings me so much joy. But I know also logically that's not necessarily realistic for me personally, and there's a lot more that goes into pursuing a career in performing arts than just passion for it. Like, there are a lot of people who are extremely passionate about performing arts but may not be as talented as someone else, or based on when they're entering the industry or what industry they're entering, if it's different for film and TV or for theatre, for example, casting directors look for different things.
They do. Naturally,
if you fit into a certain archetype, then you're more likely to be successful in those industries, unless you're one of those people that's just undeniably incredible at what you do, that they cannot not give you opportunities.
Yeah.
And I just don't know and don't really think that I'm that person in performing arts. Aww. So as much as I love it and as much as I feel like I could be really good at it and have been good at it in the past, I just don't think that that's ultimately the path that I'm destined for or whatever.
Yeah. I think that's the saddest thing when I think about my dreams from 5 or 10 year old me to now, is that life comes knocking on the door and it's like, hey, you have bills to pay. Hey, only the 1% are going to be A-list celebrities, whether it's, I don't know, you're an influencer or you're a successful founder like Jeff Bezos, or, I don't know, a big theater musical star like, what's her name, whose name I can't remember, who plays Elphaba?
Idina Menzel.
Thank you, Idina Menzel.
Oh, sorry, obviously, Adele Dazeem. If you know, you know.
Took me a moment. I was like, what? Anyway, that's where I mean to
Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem. I'm not even going to explain that because if you don't get it, well,
if just you know,
tough,
you know.
Tough luck. If you know, you know. And it's just sad because I had, you and I are very similar. I love theatre, I love musicals, performing and all of that. And when I was younger, my dream for a good 5 to 10 years was, I want to move to Hollywood, I want to become a famous actress. And for me, it was more about film and TV, less about musical theatre. I love all of it. But I was like, yep, I'm going to do this. even I remember going through high school, like at 14, begging my mom, be like, I found this performing arts school in LA. I really want to go. And she just laughed. And I was like, how dare she crush my dreams? And then
she laughed.
She did. But she was just keeping things real. Maybe she was like, oh, don't be ridiculous. It was something like that. I don't know. Love it a bit.
Well, even with my family, it was one of those things where my parents always tried to keep me as realistic as possible. And they said, look,
it's really competitive.
And there's only so many people that actually make it. If you enjoy it, we'll support you with it. But we also want you to be realistic about how this could potentially go for the future for you, which I'm glad that they did.
Yeah, I think I realized that my dreams were much greater than my talent. So wasn't going to make it as an actress. That's okay. A girl can dream. And now I got a bit older after this dream and it kind of fizzled out because I was like, oh, I guess I don't have what it takes to make it, or I'm not going to uproot my life at 16 and move to New York and not get into Juilliard. I still did what I wanted. I studied what I wanted at uni. I enjoyed my undergrad. I love my job, but I almost like settled into this everyday life of just, oh, well, you go to uni, you study, you get a job, live your best life. And it's just kind of sad to think about, okay, if you ask a five-year-old, what do you want to do with your life? They're going to, the sky's the limit. I want to be an astronaut. I'm going to tame dinosaurs. I'm going to be a famous ballerina. And then you ask a millennial or you ask a boomer, what do you want to do with your life? And I think the older you get, the more you accept the reality of life, that most people just live a kind of stock standard suburban life. And I think we're lucky enough to be able to have cushy jobs and a roof over our heads, but it's still, you think, oh, well, I guess success to me right now is having a good career. At 75, it'll probably be like, oh, I want to have loving grandkids or like loving pets and just be loved and love others. And it's just, I kind of miss that freedom of imagination I had when I was younger of like, oh, success or to me or what I want to do with my life is
everything's a possibility.
Yeah. Everything is. And I feel like the older you get, that kind of gets crushed a little bit.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
That took a dark turn.
I think just as you get older, yeah, you probably get more cynical, which is really sad, to be honest. Kids have this childlike wonder and innocence and ignorance about the world because a lot of kids are sheltered from the reality of a lot of the situations of going through life and the hardships of life. And
they don't have to pay rent.
Exactly. You don't have to worry about financials, or a lot of kids don't have to worry about financials or cooking for themselves and taking care of themselves, realistically. Unfortunately, there are a lot of kids who do have to worry about those things. But if you're one of the lucky ones, then you don't have to worry about those things. And you have more headspace to dream the big dreams and pursue things that make you happy and bring you joy, and everything is a possibility for you. But as you get older, you are exposed to more types of people and more situations that, unfortunately, like you said, Rosie, crush those dreams a bit. And you just have to be more realistic because as passionate as you may be about something and as much as you may want to pursue it, you also need to be realistic and understand that that can only get you so far, as depressing as that sounds.
This is going great.
We'll move, shift away a little bit from that. But if you could have your time again, what would you do differently, if anything?
I think if I had to go back, I would have started more creative things younger or kept at it. I think there's something I've been reflecting on a lot recently since I've started working with brands on content or just creating a bit more of a following on LinkedIn and TikTok. I really regret quitting YouTube, and I wish that I had kept that up and not let others' opinions or trolly comments or laughter or sarcasm or whatever making fun of me. I wish I hadn't let that get to me, because I think when I was younger, this what I want to do with my life was always to be creative, to be performative and not necessarily be my own boss, which is kind of a thing when you're an influencer or a YouTuber, you know, you are your own brand. But I think I just would have had this childhood dream realized in a different way. So sure, I'm not going to be a Hollywood actress like Margot Robbie and be in the big screens, but oh cool, I can be on people's computers on YouTube and create, and I get to do that now. It's not a full-time thing, and I don't think I at 26 I don't think I want it to be a full-time thing. I kind of like mm-hmm. the balance of having a job and doing mm-hmm. creation as a side hobby. But part of me kind of wishes that if I could do it over, that I would do it that way and continue to pursue video creation or content creation and maybe look at doing that, I guess, full-time if it had gone down a very different trajectory from 16 onwards or whatever it was. I think that's something that I've always been like, that could have been a really cool pathway. And it's not just like, I'm still very young. We're both very young. Not to say I can't change, but I guess right now my definition or my answer to what do I want to do with my life is very different to what it probably was if I'd gone down that route, or if I had not let these school kids make fun of me and let that get to me. Again, very dark turn.
Well, thinking about in a perfect world then, like I raised before, if money, security, comfort were not questions for you and not issues, you knew that you had those things sorted, what would you be doing?
Oh, totally something in the creative space, no doubt. I don't think I'd be working an office job. And again, like I'm very grateful for what I do. I work in social media. It's sick. Like, it's so cool. But I think I would be doing something way more creative. And I don't know if that would be in New York or LA and, you know, living my childhood dreams of being in the States, because the States is a terrifying place these days. But I think if I had the money, I had someone funding me, you know, good old sugar daddy, or, you know, a wishing well of money, I probably would have pursued drama or theatre or acting or influencing, I guess, just something where it's more about creating and less about sending emails.
Yeah. Yeah, emails aren't fun.
Yeah, if someone had told me at 18, they were like, you've got to make your entire life decision now, pick your university degree, you've got to do everything at 18. But they told me, I've got a uni for 4.5 years, and I'm going to spend 50% of my time, if not more, at my desk, sending emails, responding to emails, reading emails. Like, nah, man, come on.
Yeah.
I guess that makes me think, and I still look back at the end of year 12 with a little bit of sourness or bitterness to be like, why is there so much pressure to decide your entire life at 18? You don't know shit. Like, I think you and I got lucky that we studied things that we both really enjoyed, but I have so many friends that have gone back to uni to do a second degree, a third degree, changing jobs, completely different career and industries. But why does society put such a pressure point or put so much pressure on teens to basically be like, hey, you're 18, you've got 80 years left of your life, but you got to decide now?
I know. I don't know why. I think it's really unfortunate that that is
so
the case.
So unfortunate.
And if/when I have kids in the future, I'm definitely going to aim to raise them under the thinking that pursue what gives you joy and makes you happy. And if you can turn that into a career, awesome. But you don't have to have it all figured out. Just trust your intuition, follow what makes you happy, and you'll find a way to figure it out. Opportunities will come knocking on your door, or you might even have a year or two or however long where you feel a little bit lost and need to do some soul searching while you're trying to figure out what direction you want to head in. But give yourself the time to take that pressure off and just focus on what you really want and what is realistic for you. And I don't expect you to have it all figured out, because I definitely didn't have things figured out when I was 18.
I still don't.
I'm not expecting you to have things figured out when you're 18 either.
we speak like we've lived 75 years. Like, nah, we're 26, 27.
And the reality is we're still figuring it out. And even like I said before, I've been going back and forth about, do I go back and study and do a complete career shift? Mm-hmm. And honestly, that thought really freaks me out, because it's a lot of time and money as well to invest in something. And I kind of feel like I need to be more certain that that's the path that I want to go down before I invest that time and money, as opposed to deciding on a whim and being like, okay, cool, I'm going to quit my job, I'm going to go back and study, I'm going to do this, and then turning around in 3, 4, 5 years, however long it takes to do the courses that I need to do in order to get to where I need to get to, and being like, well, that was a mistake. This is not what I thought it was. But at the same time, if I still feel this way in a year or two, then I think I also need to listen to that and dial into my intuition and trust myself more, like I would tell my future kids to do. Pursue what I feel is going to give me joy. I think for me, part of the challenge with doing something where I'm specifically in charge of caring for others is I lead with empathy and I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I feel like it would be really difficult for me to separate myself from my job and not take things home with me. I think that's a primary thing that's holding me back from doing something like counselling, where I would get to help people and would get to hopefully have a positive impact on people's lives. But there are also a lot of risks and there's a lot of responsibility that comes along with that as well. And I really want to be sure, particularly if that's the avenue that I want to go down, that first of all, I want to do it and I'm equipped to do it as well.
Yeah, I think that's a hard one. But I think it's good that you talk about career change, because I think a lot of people, at least in our generation, are very much feeling trapped in kind of what they studied and what they did. And now you look at the Gen Z kids who are like, oh, if I don't like it, I'm just going to do something else. I feel like they're a lot more free, or they're a lot more open-minded or not as closed off to the parameters that I think us and older generations have gone through, which is very much, you know, school, uni, work, family, die, basically, to keep it real lighthearted, because today's been a very lighthearted episode.
That's not bleak or anything.
Not at all. And I think it's really refreshing and really real to be like, yeah, it's probably normal to question your career, especially when you made that choice at 18 or 19. I think it's normal to sort of dabble in the thought of, hey, is this actually what I want to do? And power to people that just have known since they were five they want to be a doctor or they wanted to be a professional ballet dancer and they're doing that. Love that for you. But I think it's good that you're challenging that status quo. And it then makes me realize, should I just become a YouTuber? I don't know. Maybe. YOLO.
Well, I think it's one of those things where maybe YouTube specifically is a bit sort of past its time, because YouTube now is very different than how it was back in the heyday when we were thinking about being content creators, because it was definitely a thought that came to my mind as well. But maybe TikTok or Instagram is more that for you now, or even LinkedIn, as opposed to YouTube specifically. So you're still fulfilling that base need or desire to be creative and put yourself out there and try and be a positive voice for other people, but the way that that looks has changed over time.
Oh, totally. I think I'm still living out my influencer dreams through other platforms, which is kind of fun. Doing that whilst doing other things, because the reality is I still need an income. For me, I need the stability to be able to pay my bills and still enjoy life comfortably and be able to afford things like going to dinner or getting a nice bag. Or like, oh, hey, I feel like buying myself ice cream this week. So for me, that's why I enjoy having a 9-to-5. And I am very lucky I do something I love. But maybe I am living out my childhood dream. This has been a very existential episode.
I think it is one of those things where we also do need to acknowledge that we are coming from a relatively privileged position. We have support systems around us. We have family who we're close with and we can fall back on if we need to. We have an amazing system of friends as well. And we have a lot of things going for us that not a lot of people have, or a lot of people don't have. So we have the freedom and flexibility to be able to go, okay, well, I am going to try a career shift and I have savings to fall back on if that doesn't work out. And, you know, this, that, and the other, I am secure enough to be able to make that decision to change things up and try something different or pursue a passion and see where that goes as well, where the reality that we need to acknowledge is, unfortunately, there's a lot of people who just aren't in that position.
Yeah.
And they do need to be a lot more realistic and focus on, well, I need to put food on the table for me and my family. So as much as I would love to quit my job and go out there and pursue a career in acting, that's not really realistic for me.
Yeah.
So I think it's one of those things where you do need to still be somewhat realistic and aware of your situation, but also be able to leverage the resources that you have at your disposal.
Mm-hmm.
And you still might be able to serve the base level need or the desire that you would want to be fulfilling through doing a career shift. So like in the case of your content creation, it probably wasn't, I want to be a YouTuber. It's, I want to be a content creator who puts myself out there, connects with people online and, you know, is someone who people can consider their internet best friend or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's your base level need that content creation fulfills for you. So maybe you might just need to shift the medium for fulfilling mm-hmm. that base level need. But I think if you are in this position where you're like, I'm really unhappy with where I'm at in life right now and what I'm doing, and I do want to pursue something different, but realistically, my circumstances don't allow me full freedom to be able to do that, try and get to the core of what you feel it is that's missing in your life and mm-hmm. have a think about ways that you can fulfill that need in a way that doesn't completely stretch you and put you in a space of danger or threatening your security, I guess.
Yeah. God, you're so wise. I love that this became like a free therapy session for me. This is great. I was going to close off with, do you have, what advice would you give to anyone, really? I've written down younger people, but anyone really, of what would they want to do? But I feel like you spent this entire episode giving that advice, so I honestly feel like it's a redundant question at this rate.
Well, in that case, I'm going to throw it back to you. Aww. What advice would you give to young people who are just trying to figure out what they want to do in life, or maybe at the point that I am potentially coming to within the next few years and going, am I doing what I really love and what makes me happy? Do I need to shift careers?
I think my biggest advice, and probably something I've learned from you as well, is basically write down what the priority is and why that's important. And it doesn't have to be earning $1 million. It doesn't have to be being promoted to CEO. I think it's good to broaden your scope beyond just career and just work, which is definitely something you sort of guided me in, is that you can do a lot with your life. That doesn't have to be getting a paycheck. It doesn't have to be getting a career. But I think it's working out, why do you want that?
Mm.
And then once you can pinpoint the why, it's then, okay, let's make a goal plan. Let's make an action plan of how to actually get that. Because so many people talk about, oh, I'm going to be a famous Hollywood actress, but then never go to acting classes, never speak to booking agents, and they don't actually do anything. Reality is that you're probably not going to get everything handed to you on a silver platter. So you have to start making that happen for yourself. And I think the other advice I would give is, it's okay to not get it right the first time. You can
absolutely
give something a crack, and it doesn't matter if that doesn't work out. You can give 100 different things a go.
Try and try again.
Exactly. I think that's the biggest thing. I think a lot of people think that I thought this at 18 was, oh, I have to pick the perfect degree, otherwise my life is going to fall apart. In reality, you can go back and study something in 20 years' time, in 50 years' time. I have a family friend, I think he's in his 60s, maybe early or late 60s, and he's going back and doing his master's degree. And it's like, it doesn't matter what age you are. It's never too late. I think that's once you realize that you are only a kid, and this is me hypothetically speaking to teenagers, it's okay to get it wrong. It's okay to go through a degree and be like, not for me. You still got something out of it because you worked out it wasn't for you. It's not a waste of time.
Totally.
It's the long path to get to the answer. It's an expensive path.
An expensive one too.
Oh, yeah. But it's still a thing that you've ticked off and be like, yeah, okay, not into medicine. Let's try law or whatever you want to do. Maybe studying's not for you and you're like, yep, I'm going to become a painter or do a trade or run your own boutique, whatever you want to do. I think it's alleviate that pressure that you don't know it all at 18 and it's okay to not get it right at 25, at 50. It doesn't matter. There's always other options and it's never too late to change.
Totally. And I have a couple of things to build on that as well. This one is easier said than done, but try not to let other people's expectations of what you should be doing or where you should be at in life dictate what you do or where you're at. Dial into what you want and what makes you happy and pursue that, even if that looks different to what other people are expecting you to be doing with your life. If it makes you happy, then great, do that. The other thing that I would say as well is, if you haven't already, do a values exercise. There are exercises on the internet I'm sure you can find. We'll have a look and we'll add any that we find to the show notes. But have a bit of a Google for values exercises and try and figure out what your core values are, because that, once you know it, can help give you more direction in life, because you can validate any decision that you make or moves that you make against what your core values are and make sure that you're always acting in alignment with that. Mm-hmm. And those values will possibly change over time. And in fact, they probably will.
That's normal.
Keep coming back to what do I ultimately value the most and what makes me happy and how do I meet those needs and pursue those things.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And to finish out, shameless podcast ask a really great question when they have interviews, which is, what does success mean to you? So Rosie, what does success mean to you?
Shit.
You wrote this down. You wrote, I know, what does a successful life look like? So what does success mean to you?
I think mine is two separate layers. Success in career, job, anything related down that track is being able to become a recognized or notable influential person in my industry and be able to share my experience to inspire others, in notably, I guess, young female Asians, essentially, because that's who you and I are and who I resonate with, is being female, being Asian, and I guess being able to inspire them to pursue their dreams and to not be held back by whatever stereotypes or standards or challenges face them. The second part of what success looks to me is on the more personal side, so completely separate to job, career, all of that stuff, is I want to be able to come home to people that love me. I want to be able to spend my weekends with friends and family and find time to relax and enjoy things like holidays or eating good food. And I guess being loved and loving others is as simple as it is.
That's adorable.
Adorable, I know. What about you, Stella? What does success mean to you? What does a successful life look like?
Yeah, I think for me, it's looking back on my life and being able to stand by the decisions that I've made and the situations that I've gotten myself into, and having respect for myself for how I've handled myself in those situations, and acknowledging I've always done my best, and being able to actually say, I might not have done that 100% perfectly, but at least I did my best, and that's all that I really could do. And hopefully having had a positive impact on those that I've come into contact with. I think for me, success is more so less about what I've achieved and more the impact that I'm having on whatever I'm doing in life and whoever I'm interacting with in life. If I can leave a positive impact on those people, then I've done my job.
I love that. That's very nice. And I think a perfect note to end today's episode on, still. We've gotten through the darkness and the grim and we are coming out the other side.
We turned it around.
Somehow. So, as always, thank you all for listening. Make sure you head over to our socials and we can continue the conversation there. We've also got an email address, so we'll put all of that in the show notes. You can DM us, you can send us an email if you want to chit chat, you want to share what you want to do with your life, you want to have an existential crisis with us, hit us up.
And as always, remember to rate, review, subscribe wherever you're listening to this right now. Send this episode around to family, friends, whoever, really, colleagues, I don't know, anyone you can think of. Yeah, your boss, maybe your boss, your work bestie, your work mum, your work dad, I don't know. Send it to someone, please. Otherwise, we are excited to take you along with us as we talk about the areas of life that might not always have a one-size-fits-all approach on It's a Definite Maybe. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.